Lady Sagan Pete.
The finale of Love Island Australia. We are back for a catch-up and we have a very special guest in with us, Heidi Anderson.
For our last episode. How exciting.
And you've been trying to talk to me for the last few weeks, but having a baby, I sometimes don't get to watch it live or till a couple of days later. So I'm really excited to be joining you for the finale one, but I actually haven't watched it yet, so I don't know.
That's perfect because
spoiler alert.
We had a bit of a breakdown yesterday at how boring we thought the last episode was.
Yeah.
Oh, projectile vomit. And can we just talk about Matthew and Cartier for a second?
Go for it. The brother and sister that are making out in front of us national TV.
It's weird.
Okay with them getting out of the friend zone, but I think he's an... Well, I don't want to be rude, but he's a fake. He's an actor.
He'll hook up with any woman that gives him the time of day.
And I don't like to bag him because then that produces people bagging online.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
But all I have to say is, didn't everyone not realise that he's just in there for the money?
For sure.
When it came down to the him standing... Final.
Oh my God. Okay. So, if he won, oh my God, I'm going to projectile vomit at both of your heads.
All right. So, I want to give you the chance, Heidi. Okay. You didn't watch last night. Tell me how you think it went down.
Okay. Look, everyone thought it was going to be Anna and Josh, which makes me think that now that they haven't won, even though I reckon that they deserve to be the king and queen of the villa.
Because
I reckon their relationship is honest, real. And I actually really like both of them. I think that there was no fake bullshit with them.
No.
Okay, Cynthia and Aaron, I think people voted for them because they were so cute.
Oh, but they were so boring.
We were skeptical of Aaron.
Oh, but
I was
now it makes sense. His dad died a week before he went into the villa.
We talked about that yesterday.
So I think it makes sense that why he was a little bit aloof and stuff.
But don't you think that's so weird that you make it through 3 weeks of the villa and you don't let anyone know and then all of a sudden on this date you just like spew out the fact that your dad passed away a week before you went in?
But I'm an oversharer, so I probably would have told them literally the first night.
Yeah.
But people are private about that stuff and grief makes you do different things.
Being around people like 24 hours a day, I feel like you're getting to know people so well
so
and
well.
To not tell.
It was very weird, I agree.
Unless we didn't see it.
It felt like Cynthia was just like, okay, so...
This is weird, so what are you doing here?
Okay, so that's what I think. What you're going to say right now, I think, is
what
I think.
Do you reckon that they reenacted it?
Yes,
100%. And she told at the start, but then they didn't put it in and then they needed to make that episode something, so that was the big hook.
Yes. Yep. They waited until they had a romantic experience and they were like, all right, this is the moment he shares this with her. But they already knew.
We thought it was pretty well produced.
Oh, my God.
Like, it was not well produced.
It was overproduced.
Do you know the funny thing is, when I was in Big Brother, which was 2013, the same executive producer who does Love Island is my producer of Big Brother.
But we were talking about Big Brother, I feel like, isn't as much produced. I feel like they let more happen.
Because that's the whole concept of it. Whereas Love Island, they don't give a shit.
And they see people all the time. There's producers walking around, they go out for 2 days.
So that's what I wanted to know. Did you ask Jared all that stuff?
Yes.
I'm going to call him Jared.
Jared.
Baby Rain. So people, producers walk in and
the producers
stuff?
Are walking around. The producers, they get 2 days off where they leave the villa and wander around with regular people.
Get their lashes done, get their nails done.
No, they leave the villa.
They leave the villa. So Adam and Cartier reenacted their breakup.
So I actually saw that and heard that.
We dropped that first.
Yeah, that's
the scoop on the catch up right here, guys.
Yes. Wow. Oh my God. So much to debrief with you guys. I love this shit.
So
I've been living in a bubble in my little Mullaloo bubble in, you know, like up in the northern suburbs and no one to talk about this with except for my mum.
I give you $100. Who are you voting wins last night? $100.
Shamefully, I actually think that it might have been Matthew and Cartier. I really like her, but I think she's really
a sweetie.
Sarah.
And super naive.
Yeah. Break it to her.
Okay, tell me. Shit. Do we need a drum roll?
It was Anna and Josh.
Anna and Josh.
Where was your suspense, girl?
Fluffing about here.
Tonight.
Now,
Moon.
Yeah, how funny is the guy?
But
he needs his own show.
But it was so, I knew what was going to happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Who came second?
Second was Matt and Cartier.
Oh, shut your dirty pie hole.
The best part about last night was Matt having to talk to Anna's dad on Skype. And you can tell.
Why?
Because they all sat down and introduced themselves to their families on Skype.
Yeah.
And when they did it, Anna's dad Not Anna's dad. Cartier's dad is like a hard.
Yeah, and he was very like sitting back, like quite quiet.
And you can tell that he's gone like, I hate this guy. I've seen him on. He's crying all the time.
Well, no, I'm okay with him crying, but I think it was fake crying.
And he was crying over.
Men are allowed to cry
over something good, though.
Yeah. He cries so
much. Just over nothing.
Yeah, no, I think that's why he was an actor.
Yeah,
and he knew that he was going to get airtime. That's what I reckon. He was. Do you know who he reminds me of? The Tim Dormer of my year of 2013, who kind of always was producing his own content because he knew that that was going to get him airtime.
Well, that's what Jared said. He said that Matt thought it was the Matt show and everyone else was there to serve him.
Yeah, we did hear that.
So that makes sense.
Anyway, go back to the dad. So what did the dad
say? So the dad didn't say anything pretty much. Said one word but just sat there like really stern. The brothers were there as well who were kind of like big dudes.
And can we just talk about her brother's name, Justice? Like how awesome is that?
Well, they're churchy.
Justice is a cool name.
What was the other one? Blade.
I had Justice on my list for babies and Griffo, my husband, was like, absolutely
no.
I'm like, Harmony, Justice, like they're all great names. Anyway, not about me.
So that was like the real big thing. But honestly, I feel like last night, and this is my first year ever watching Love Island.
What? Where have you been? UK, Love Island.
Okay. Oh, so we haven't seen that yet.
That's what everyone keeps telling us.
Yeah. Shit's all over the Australian market.
I need to watch it because I was disappointed in the fact that this was so easy to see what was going
to
happen.
I think we need to watch it, Dusty.
Oh, my God.
And there was no drama.
So do you know the UK one is so big? People in Amy Schumer.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Amy Schumer, yeah.
Sorry,
Megan,
baby.
Right.
She's obsessed with it. Okay. Chrissy Teigen, obsessed with Love Island UK. Like this is, I'm talking people all around the world. You guys have been living under a goddamn.
All right,
we're going to have to do some homework, Dusty.
Well, and the catch up can just do Love Island now from the English version.
Well, and they're going to do 2 seasons of the Love Island. That's why the Australians didn't go to Spain this year, I think, because they're about to do another season of Love Island UK.
So, I'm up with all follow this. You know, got to stay in this area and listen to the Love Island UK version because apparently that's where it all goes down.
And do you know what? This is what I found about the UK one. Sorry to blabber on here.
No, go for it.
I haven't had a microphone
very
in front of me.
So long. Talk as much as you want.
But the people, like, I don't know, there's just something about the men in the UK one that are just. They get this real bromance, but I felt like in the Australian one, they were all very fake which I shouldn't say that, like, because Jared, he's a really nice guy.
Well, he said that everyone was like, quite genuine.
Well, see,
it's too hard to fake it 24 hours a day.
Except he has that there was a split between, he reckons, him and Owen, and then on the other side with Owen were both the twins, and then he had the rest of the boys with him.
That Owen guy, I thought he was awful.
Yeah, so did I.
Yeah. Anyway, like I said, in reality TV, you never know what's real or fake, though. That's the thing. And that's why I hate bagging people out because I just think, oh, my God.
We can criticise them. Then we meet
but
them.
But I'm like, you're probably being produced and then it's edited and you're probably a really good person.
The Love Island Australia producers for next season, if it happens, because we're not sure if it's going to happen or not, but if it does, they need to not produce it so much.
Yeah.
It was overproduced.
Even the finale last night, I mean, it wasn't really that exciting, was it?
Oh, not at all.
Have you talked to him about how he says produce yet?
Produced.
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 And he's like, deuce. Like you're doing a big poo. Deuce.
Throwing a deuce
very
down.
American, isn't it?
Produce it. Yeah. Hey, it happens. It happens, all right, guys?
I was like, surely that's been a topic of discussion.
No, but they split the money last night as well.
Oh,
and
yep.
we knew that was going to happen because they also dropped the L word last night.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so it was actually Josh that said it first. He's like, no, I love Anna. And then Anna was like, oh, my God.
I love you too.
Do you reckon they had to reenact that as well?
No, that one actually looked like it was natural.
She was like, oh, my God. And she got all giddy. And then he was I love you, Anna. And then they were like kissing. And I was like, oh, God.
Oh, I genuinely like them.
Genuine love.
Let's see how long they're going to last. Hopefully for a little while.
Well, he's a Sydney boy, right?
Sydney, and she's in Melbourne.
Yeah, North Shore.
Beaches, like
yeah, Northern Beaches.
There.
Yeah. And then she's Melbourne.
Yeah.
Oh, so she's got to move because he was like.
But that's okay.
They both talked about it. They both were up for it.
People move for love.
I do.
Yeah. See, it can happen.
Yeah. Oh, well, guys, thanks for having me on.
Well, Heidi Anderson.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thanks for coming in.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
It only took to the last show for us to get you in, but at least we made it happen.
I know, and I literally walked in the studio door.
Well,
that's dedication.
Just
meant to be.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see you next year in here every day back again.
No, unless I've got to do the show from home, of course, with the baby
on the baby.
Either one. But thanks for coming in. No. Thanks for hanging out with us for the catch-up all season for Love Island.
That's a wrap.
We'll be back with another reality TV show. We're not sure which one yet.
Do you know what? Have you got a name for your podcast yet?
Because I reckon
we've got to have
I was thinking about this because I thought if you're going to do it for different reality shows, I'm definitely going to be involved.
All right.
Trash Talk.
Trash Talk.
Yes.
Tweet us if you like that. Instagram us. Trash let us know if you like that
we
one.
We love trash
Do we need to be verified by everyone? Can't we just make that up?
We'll see. It's your first day in here. It's your first day in here, Heidi, and you're already naming our podcast.
I think he's pretty much saying that's a idea, mate. We'll see if anyone verifies it. Heidi's Hagen.